This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A great DJV experience with a great day in store for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Also with us in this portion of the program is Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti is the host of the home improvement broadcast called The Money Pit. Actually, I always get this wrong. It is called The Money Pit, but if you go to moneypit.com, you must have some clever Facebook page, too. What's the Facebook page?
Well, it's facebook.com/themoneypit.
Ah, clever.
How about that?
That's very nice. Tom is a former home inspector. He has, you did that for about 20 years, right?
Yeah, about 20 years, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get started doing that? Why were you not a good carpenter? The houses you built fall apart?
I was a shop teacher first.
Shop teacher?
Yeah, I taught industrial arts. And then I was swinging a hammer for a couple of years. And, someone told me about home inspection as a profession. And I thought, this would give me the opportunity to combine my teaching skills with my technical skills. Uh-huh. And so that's kind of how I got into it.
And, you and I have been friends for a long time, and we tease each other about who we are and what we do. Have you always been well-spoken? I've always been very impressed. Whenever I tell people about you, I emphasize the fact that you are intelligent, and I don't mean this is not blowing smoke in your ear, because we know each other well enough to know when we're teasing and when we aren't. But I do have great regard for you, not only as a professional broadcaster, but in the way that you express yourself. Have you always been that good? Would your wife say, when you asked her to marry you, did you come across as being secure and solid and, this is the best thing to do?
You'd have to ask her that.
I think
most women would say that we're all pretty lousy communicators when it comes to being a guy.
Yeah. I have my.
No, but I enjoy talking about home improvement and helping people, get a handle.
Like you have dreams at night about fixing people's homes?
No.
Really?
I use nightmares.
I do not. That's like I'm off work, man, after that.
Yeah.
No, but right. I think it's, it's fun because, especially now, Doug, because so many folks are, going through school today and not really getting any skills whatsoever in the trades. Not that you all have to go out to become carpenters and contractors and, metal workers and all that, but I mean, we're still living in homes that have been built pretty much the same for the last couple hundred years. We're still working with framed walls, and then we put all kinds of stuff on top of that to keep the heat in and stop the water from getting in. So, we need a lot of help to take care of those places. They still break down the same way.
So when people come to you and ask questions, I do from time to time.
Like every week.
Well, yesterday I had on the farm, we had an old cooler that we were removing from the farm store, and I had to get a plumber in to get the gas out of the system so we could get the freezer out of there, and $140 an hour, and doesn't blink, and this guy's my neighbor, he's a good guy. About $140, and so we were talking about this, how he took over the business from his father, and his father.
When you're paying a guy $140 an hour, I say don't talk to him, Doug.
I'm just saying. Yeah, give me a flat rate.
Conversation to a minimum, right?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. We were talking about the kids getting. He said he'd been out on 5 calls on Sunday, because people had various problems. And that's the thing. If you have your own business, especially, but even if you're working for somebody else, you're bound to make a good living, and it's not, what is it we tease about the smell-good plumber in L.A.? What's his name? Mike Diamond, right, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. The smell-good plumber.
That's right.
That's the way he advertises. But there are jobs for people who are looking there. Instead of giving them away to people that come to this country and, have some skills, don't let them take those jobs. All right, anyway, enough philosophy. So here's the latest storm that's blown through the South. And as usual, mobile homes are destroyed. They flip over. And everybody always asks the same question. Can you give us whatever it is, other than the obvious that it's metal and it attracts these sorts of things? What, when, if people come to you and say, should I buy a mobile home? Or should I move into a mobile home? What do you tell them?
Well, look, I think it's possible to have a, I think the politically correct term is manufactured home. It's possible to live in a manufactured home if it is properly installed. And that includes a structural system that is tied to footings. There are, you know, very heavy steel bands that are supposed to be secured to footings that go under that building so that if it was to get an uplift from a wind, it's going to have some resistance to that. It's not just like you're picking up a tin can and throwing it around. And the second thing is to consider storm shelters. You know, there are storm shelters that, like the old root cellars, there are storm shelters that are made for folks that live in those communities, and I would want to make sure that there was one there for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and then you have, though, constructed homes come. You can get prefab homes that are stick-built.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, and those are actually pretty well-built homes, too, Doug, because, you know, all of that lumber is factory cut. It's accurate. It goes together. Sometimes they're panelized where sections are pre-assembled.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is nothing new. You know, we've been building kit homes for over 100 years. I remember sometime in the, when I was in the home inspection business, I used to go and inspect houses, and I might be in the crawl space looking up at all the floor joists and seeing that they're numbered, you know?
Yeah.
We were selling kit homes back then.
Putting them together.
And people were just putting them together, yeah.
All right, let's talk about the situation in St. Louis where a boiler exploded in a building. This boiler blew up and went up into the air and through the roof of another building. One wonders, as the boiler, you see pictures of the boiler being tossed up into the air and then coming back down again. How in the world did that pass inspection? This was a building that was, you know, built a while ago, but still, are these things liable? I mean, when people look at that thing,
if it's installed properly, no, because they're supposed to have pressure relief valves on them. You know, the boiler in your house, if you heat with hot water, you have a boiler. Yep. If you heat with air, you have a furnace. But if you have a boiler, you have a pressure relief valve, and that's designed to stop that from happening. And it's set at a pressure that will relieve the excess in the way of water vapor or water. If it hits that number. And so these commercial boilers even have, you know, more thorough relief systems. So somebody screwed up somewhere, didn't either maintain it or check it or have the right kinds of pressure.
So even where there would be inspections required, because the codes now require municipalities to sign off on electric and plumbing and gas installation, all that sort of stuff, still there are things like this that happen.
Yes, it's true. There are things like this that happen because people overlook the obvious. You know, you need to, there's reasons, especially in commercial facilities where you're required to have regular inspections, is to check stuff like that. And if you're just going to ignore it, you know, bad things are going to occur.
You know, I belong to this local gym, and I'm amazed that the requirements of the building department are to lock down the stuff. Every piece of equipment in this gym, and it's about an acre, is loose. I can pick up some of the stuff and move it around the floor.
Right.
And I was on one of them the other day, and it almost
tripped over. Isn't that what you're supposed to do at a gym, though?
Well, not
pick things up and put them down.
The equipment, but not the stuff that you're working on. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
that it was kind of, it just you wonder. I guess the thing I bring up is how good the inspection services are in some of these communities.
Well, that's, you know, people sometimes try to get away without doing inspections, but they're there for a reason. You know, it's not just to pay the fee that you might owe to the town for it, but those guys actually are there for a reason. They're there to make sure the building is built correctly, the boiler's installed correctly, electrical panels wired up correctly. There's a nice to have a skilled set of eyes, you know, looking at that contractor's work. And that's why I always suggest that you don't pay a contractor and you put it in their agreement that they're not paid until they pass inspection.
Yeah. All right. That makes good sense. All right. Lots of good common sense things to keep in mind. Helpful household tips in terms of building, getting ready for springtime, et cetera, et cetera. Check out the website, moneypit.com. Check out the radio program, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. You can find all that info out either when you Google them or you go to the Facebook page or you go online to the website. Tom, always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys.
Tom Kreitler here, 15 past the hour. In a moment, the TV report, including how much money Fox News has and is continuing to pay out in their sexual harassment lawsuits.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
All right, let's get to some important. Do those two words go together? Important and television news. So here's the those of you who are fans of Fox. I've done some addition, multiplication, division here, Jennifer.
Yes.
The folks at Fox have paid out over $100 million to settle sexual harassment lawsuits. They've so far paid out over 40 just to settle the lawsuits that came from the women that say Roger Ailes has dishonored them, if you will, including the latest one from Julie Roginski, who has sued Roger Ailes as of this Monday and sues the Fox Business Channel, Fox News Channel as well. So the bottom line here, not only do they pay out $43 million so far to settle the suits, to get rid of Roger Ailes, they had to pay him $40 million to get him out of the building, and now we learn that almost $14 million has gone out of the building to pay for sexual lawsuits against Bill O'Reilly. So when you add up the total, it's $43 million so far the women have collected against Roger Ailes. They had to pay him $40 million to get him out of there, and they paid over $13 million to settle the lawsuits against Bill O'Reilly. That's a lot of dough.
It's a lot of money, but they still love him. They re-signed his contract.
O'Reilly?
O'Reilly, they re-signed his contract on Friday.
Yeah, he gets business. I mean, he gets listeners and viewers and stuff. But I just think, what kind of a culture? It's not exclusive to Fox by any stretch of the imagination. It's just you kind of look at it and you wonder,
well, it seems to be more acceptable at Fox. I mean, Billy Bush got fired from NBC for just being on that tape with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So, they have a zero tolerance policy, and I would think Good Morning America or any other, station would have the same thing, but not Fox. They just keep paying and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of disgusting to women, but, whatever. People keep watching it.
Yeah, but you wonder about, would the same thing happen over at MSNBC? Can you imagine a sexual lawsuit filed by Mary
O'Donnell?
I
think Joe Scarborough did that. He's the biggest name I can think of over there. If he did something like that, I think he'd be fired.
Well, she hasn't sued him yet, right?
Rachel Maddow.
Wasn't Joe Scarborough's sexual harassment warranted? Aren't he and Mika,
Now they're together, right?
Yeah.
All right, Jen, what's up for tonight?
Tonight is a big night for Louis C.K. 2017. It premieres on Netflix. This has got a huge cult following. So if you are a fan of that program, you can see it on Netflix. And also, as a side note, he's hosting Saturday Night Live this week. So a little double dose for you. On the middle, Sue proves to be keeping a secret. And Brick starts getting into a little trouble, both partying and getting some romantic advice from an unlikely character. That's ABC's Middle. It's new at 8 o'clock. And then iZombie is back on the CW. This is right up Doug's alley.
Yeah.
It's the next season of brain-eating, mystery-solving zombie show. I know you'll be excited.
Yeah. Yum!
9 o'clock.
21 after. Thanks, Ginger.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You know how I am when it comes to getting into music that's in my groove, if you will. So let's flash back to this date in 1964, the first full year that the Beatles had control of the music scene in America, in England, and all around the world. And if you don't think that's true, here's proof positive. Because the number one, the number two, the number three, the number four, the number five song slots this week in 1964 were all held by the Fab Four. We're listening. You didn't go backwards, you're going forwards. And this, so this was number one, I believe, was it not, during this week in 64, am I right?
Can't Buy Me Love is number one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we'll go through it backwards.
It moved 26 spots. That's incredible.
From number 27 to number one on this date in 1964. All right, so Can't Buy Me Love was number one. Number two was a song that was also a fabulous hit for the Isley Brothers, but the Beatles knew how to make you twist and shout. Number two for 3 weeks in a row. The top five songs on Beatles this week, 1964. Twist and shout, crank it up, Kara!
You know you look so good.
This has relevance for everybody, no matter what your age. This is my favorite era of the Beatles. And these are some of my favorite songs. I think the next three songs were my favorite Beatles songs in order. This one is number three. It did become number one. This is, crank this up. She loves you. Yeah. Yeah. In your car, turn the radio way up. High school. That was my senior year in high school.
Woo! Did the girls like scream and cry like you see in old footage?
Yep, absolutely. My God, it was amazing. All right, so that's number three this week in 1964. On its way to number one. Number four, a song that had been number one. Number four this week was I Want to Hold Your Hand, the Beatles. I feel like Ed Sullivan. Crank it up there. A great story. Clap, see if you can clap along. I can never clap along.
Say to me, you let me hold your hand.
Oh, my God.
Karen, just make the music louder.
Hang up that music.
Hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside.
You can hear Ringo and Paul.
It's such a feeling that my love.
Tell me, man. So that's the number four song this week in 1964. Beatles had all of the five slots. Number five, another great, great. It's my third most favorite Beatles song. Please, Please Me. Went from number four to number five this week. This part of it is what I love. Instrumentation. Crank it up. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, my day's fine.
Here's BehindTheBuy.com's 2017 product tips for your springtime activities. Now's the time to get your financial life on track, especially with the tax deadline approaching. From now through April 18th, Office Depot, Office Max stores, and OfficeDepot.com are offering $35 off Quicken Deluxe, Premier Home and Business, and Quicken for Mac 2017 with the purchase of TurboTax. Zeiss's drive-safe lenses make driving safer and provide better vision by reducing night glare from oncoming cars with Zeiss's DuraVision drive-safe anti-reflective coating. A progressive lens design provides a 43% larger viewing area for more accurate vision and faster refocusing between the road and your dashboard. Spring is the perfect subject for photography. Loaded with 24.2 megapixel sensor, Digic 7 processor, and dual pixel autofocus makes Canon's EOS M5 camera the perfect choice to capture brilliant seasonal images and videos. Wireless connectivity allows instant sharing of your favorite moments. In Scipio's design series, Spring Collection features translucent and shimmering metallic cases with seasonal and floral prints to complement your warm weather wardrobe. Each smartphone case has raised edges and scratch-resistant coating. They're for iPhone 6S through 7 Plus and Samsung's Galaxy S7 and Edge devices. American Standard's ActiClean toilet is the world's first self-cleaning toilet. With a touch of a button, the powerful Vormax flush technology and its integrated self-cleaning system cleans the bowl better than any conventional toilet. It combines two cleaning cycle options and EverClean finish to inhibit stains and odors. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Whispering sweet nothings in your ear every day. Kind of a cool thing. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow me at Doug Steffen. Follow Victoria at On Air Victoria. Follow Kara at C Shillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N. Yes, it is the DJV experience. We have set up a special telephone line. Want you to call in. Give us your opinion. The issue this week has to do with your house. Is it a horrible mess? Are you planning a thorough spring cleaning? If the answer is yes, dial 800-282-2333. I know you don't think this is life-shaking, but it is. Most people are involved somehow or other in spring cleaning, so we want to know how messy your house is and how much thorough cleaning you're going to do. So call 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. 800-282-2333. The spring cleaning situation. Let's find out how it is. And then after you've answered yes or no, you'll be prompted to go to some fabulous offers. I've been talking about the back brace that I've gotten for me that's there, but there are all kinds of things, medical, things for the home, all kinds of great deals. So after you've answered the question, you got to answer the question first, though. Press 1 for yes and 2 for no, 800-282-2333. You'll be surprised at how valuable that information is. Speaking of valuable information, Victoria, you lived in, you've moved to New York after growing up in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting to listen to you tell some of the stories and other people I know that live in New York and complain about the government there like we do everywhere. Mm-hmm. But it seems that more people are moving out of New York, not just New York City, but the New York region, more in Westchester County, more. It's what they call the tri-state area, mm-hmm. Southern Connecticut, Stamford, New York, Manhattan and the boroughs, and Newark and northern New Jersey. More people moving out. More than 1 million people moved out of New York last year.
Well, because they can't afford it.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah.
Well, we're in the middle of that battle ourselves. I mean, the rent, you know, landlords are just, they're kicking people out and they're jacking the rent up by sometimes $1,000, $2,000 a month. And it's happening with businesses too. I mean, everything within five blocks of us used to be, you know, a grocery store and then a nail salon and then a dry cleaner. They're all gone and they're all empty. And it's chain stores are the only things that can afford the rent now. Yeah. These landlords are getting so greedy, they're going to just price themselves, I think, right out of the market.
Well, in this year alone, so far, the first 3 months, 181,551 people have left New York City, as opposed to 160,000 who left over the same period last year. Mm. So 21,000 more people have left than moved into. Those numbers are really steep.
Yep.
And it does speak to what you're saying about how expensive it is. I love to go to New York, but I don't like to go to New York. I don't like the traffic. I don't like to pay $380 a night for a room in just an average hotel. Mm-hmm. You want to stay in a good hotel? $700.
Right.
It's
true.
Crazy. It's
well, nuts. Part of the reason is there's also fewer apartments available because a lot of the brownstone buildings, especially on the Upper East Side and Upper West Side, they've been bought by people who have converted them to single-family homes.
Yeah.
So you're missing out on, you know, 6 to 10 apartments per building. So there's just really not enough space anymore.
Well,
there's no middle class left in New York City. I mean, there's you know, subsidized housing, Section 8 housing, and then there's just the gazillionaires. I mean, it's not even millionaires. It's the 1% of the
1%. Well,
and they're buying $25 million.
And they're not usually Americans. Yeah. They're Russians. They're Chinese. They're coming from all over the world, Middle Easterners. Same thing is true in Los Angeles. Exactly
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
Yeah.
That area, I live down on the beach. I can't live there anymore. It's crazy expensive because the Russians don't care how much they spend.
Right.
The Chinese, the nouveau riche Chinese are all over the place. And the Middle Easterners, they love to buy in Bel Air especially. And Beverly used to be Beverly Hills, now it's Bel Air. And that neighborhood where I am, this year I'm getting out of it. When I'm done next week there, I'd be happy to get out of that place because I just don't like living in somebody else's apartment, somebody else's house.
Mm.
At any rate, it is an area that has fabulously expensive homes in it. We're talking about an inexpensive home is $2.5 million, and that's a postage stamp. An average home is $20 million to $25 million, and there are a dozen homes that are over $200 million in Bel Air. And they just, the money is all cash. And I don't, frankly, begrudge or I don't have anger. I have nothing but respect for people who know how to make money. What it does, however, is kind of, as you suggested, kind of, you know, in a sort of more or less pleasant way, the scales are not easy to balance when you're trying to live in an area with some degree of diversity
mm-hmm.
if there's so much money. You know, people
right.
are entitled to the money that they've got, but don't expect to live close to them because you can't get close to them. It just doesn't work.
Well, in New York City, apparently, there's been a big problem with the police and firemen who can't afford to live in the areas that they are in charge of. So they can't. They live so far away from where their post is that there's such a huge discrepancy there. And there are very few places left in New York that, you know, Peter Stuyvesant Village is one one of the places where, you know, it, they cater to sort of middle class working families, working class families, but they're very, very few and far between. Yeah. I mean, there's a place that was across this, that when we walk out of our building, the building directly across the street is a brownstone that was converted into a single family home. It's now for sale for $26 million. Wow. That's right. I mean, that's 10 feet from my front door, which is crazy.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of crazy things, a lot of people think intuitives are, they're different. Victoria Bullis is here to help you. She is an intuitive. She has a very interesting way of dealing with people and their problems and helping them out. So we'll address some of those problems and some interesting ideas, some new ideas maybe to some of you as we continue here, 42 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, let's get into our conversation with Victoria Bullis at 43 and change after the hour. Victoria has a way of, actually a couple of different ways you can contact her for advice and help. It's B-U-L-L-I-S, Victoria Bullis. And one of the things that I was going to call you actually about this. I'm involved, and this gives people an idea of how you work. Been very involved in my community here in Massachusetts with change in government. We are, many of us, supporting the city form of government. The town form of government doesn't serve us well at all anymore. The town is a mess, the biggest town in America, and it just is dysfunctional. So there's been a big move afoot to change things, and today is the election. And people come to you as an intuitive, and they ask you, okay, Victoria, how's this going to come out? They do it with romance. They do it with health issues. So it's a fair question, is it not, to ask of someone like you?
Yes, it is. And sometimes I, as you probably know by now, give a sense of probability, such as, let's see, who is so-and-so going to win as mayor? I did that a little while ago. And I said, you know, he's meant to. He has a 73% chance of getting it, but that's not good enough. And I'm seeing something coming from behind that's going to surprise everybody, and that I feel the tides will turn against him. That's exactly what happened. So nothing is a fixed deal. Everything changes everything else. I'm always saying that. Everything you say, do, and think increases your probability of getting what you want or getting what you don't want, such as, you know, an IRS audit or whatever it might be. So there's everything is not black and white.
All right, so what I hear you saying is that in this circumstance, as we listen to it, we're told that your thoughts are things, and that the more you think about something, whatever it is, in the frame in which you think about it, is the way it will go. So that would encourage people, it seems to me, Victoria, to work on their, because most people look, they don't always look on the bright side. They sometimes look at the glass half empty, because that seems to be the way our psyche works. We think about, we are fear-based thinkers. And so I've worked, as a matter of fact, when I get off the air today, I'm going to go around town again and work with some more people to get them to vote. I presented four different things that were positive, nothing negative about the current state of affairs in town, but what will happen if we move ahead to city government. And I hope that that works. And that's, so I'm asking you to give me your gut feeling about this as an example to people as to what would happen if you ask the right question. There are a lot of people, I think it's like 50-50 people want it, some people don't want it. So with that energy being equal, how does that shake out in terms of what the results might be?
It feels like it's going to be really close and then it's not pass.
No, that's not good.
Yeah. Careful what you ask, Doug.
I want to ask.
I always say that. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
You know, after a fight, somebody says, "Do you still love me?" That's not the time to ask that question.
No. The election isn't over yet, but it's just okay. So
well, here's a question. Is there anything Doug can do to change the outcome? Because the future is constantly changing.
Yep.
Rally more people on the radio show and get a groundswell of people's faith and fame. Get a groundswell of people to do more door knocking. I helped the Kennedys way back when to get John elected.
Well, I think that that's retail politics, getting out the votes. And the same thing is true whether it's the filibuster. I could ask you the same question about Neil Gorsuch, except this isn't a political program. I could ask you the same thing about anything under the circumstances. It just is. It's a question.
It is what it is, but you can change what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's still hope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel that. I'll still work on it because it is close. It's very close. Been a lot of misrepresentation on a lot of things. I wonder about, you're not an astrologer, but I do wonder all the time about where the moon is and how it affects people, because people's behavior is predicated by a lot of what's in the astrological reality, and their behavior then leads up to the results, and I think that's kind of what we're talking about, right?
It is what it is, and astrology does work. You can supersede anything. You can supersede anything. I sometimes like it, not very often, but sometimes like an astrology to a doctor's opinion. All right,
we're having a hard time. I can't really hear or understand what you're saying. Unfortunately, we've got a bad phone connection, but. I think the message is clear, Victoria, here,
yeah.
In the sense that how we think, what the thoughts are that we have, how that pushes the way. I don't think a lot of people still understand, although more and more people are changing, that people understand how powerful their thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to support this, these people have worked, there are 9 people on this commission, they've worked very hard to come up with an alternative to what we have, which in my mind is bad. I've lived here all my life, so I'm holding the thought that the good guys, not that they're bad guys, but that the change will take place. Let's hold on to that thought. 11 minutes for the hour here with the DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Recognizes theme, but it's music from the Expendables. There have been 2 or 3 of these, Chucker. 3, I think, haven't there?
3 of them.
3 of them. And there's work on another one, and that's the news today. News about Sylvester Stallone and the Expendables coming up here. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie news, right after this.
Napa Know How.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty.
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I get a kick out of some of the movie news that people who are in movies and television take themselves so seriously. Alec Baldwin has been interviewed a couple of times in the last week or so, talking about his role as a playing Bill Clinton, good duck, playing Donald Trump. And, you know, these people take themselves so seriously. Their political business is so important to them because they want everybody to know.
The first television show I ever saw Alec Baldwin on, I think it was his first big break in the business. It was Knots Landing in the early 1980s.
Yeah,
he's good on that show.
I thought he's had a good career. I like him as the host.
He's had
of
a very
game.
Good career.
Yep. All right, so let's get to what's going on with Sylvester Stallone and the latest Expendables shoot.
Sure. According to The Hollywood Reporter and other media outlets, Sylvester Stallone reportedly walking away from the Expendables franchise that were scheduled to do Part 4 this year after he's had creative differences with the production company that finances the overall project. This despite the fact, Doug, reports have it that he was going to be paid $20 million up front, which was his biggest upfront payday in his entire career. Now, whether they move along with the Expendables with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jason Statham and Wesley Snipes is yet to be determined. I have a feeling somehow, some way, they'll come back to the table, and if they're going to do a Part 4, Stallone.
Because he's really a very important part of it.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I'm thinking maybe they can get an 85-year-old Burt Reynolds to fill in. What do you think? I'd pay to see it.
Bruce Willis back again. They had a to do with Bruce Willis.
Well, here's the thing with Bruce Willis. He was in Part 2. They wanted him to come back for Part 3. He wanted like $10 million for a weekend's work. They said no, and they wound up hiring Harrison Ford, who was a lot of fun in that movie. One other point of interest, I watched a second coming attraction trailer to Universal's The Mummy starring Tom Cruise, and it just feels, I understand how these A-list actors like Cruise want the big paycheck, but it just feels bizarre that he's starring in this movie based on the really silly storyline by this trailer. He's going to do Mission Impossible 6. He just did another Jack Reacher last year. I don't think he's going to do another one of those movies because it didn't do that well at the box office, but it'd be nice to see Tom Cruise do some serious work instead of just one major blockbuster after another.
That would be a good example.
I guess backing Scientology is a very expensive hobby. Yeah. So he needs those big paychecks.
What do you think is the best serious role he's ever played?
That's a good question. I mean, Rain Man would be right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he can do it. He shows he can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. He did. I think he did that supporting role in the movie Magnolia about 15 years ago.
That was great.
Other than that, it's just one major blockbuster after the other.
All right, Chuck Curry, follow him at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.